This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So for any of us that have ever lost a loved one, we go through stages of grief. And here we go again. I've got to stop hydrating right before my show. All right. Unfortunately, we also go through stages of grief, whether it's an election loss or a job loss. Anytime you lose, you go through these stages, and the stages of grief, whether it's a loss of a loved one or a job or a election, right? And, you know, we have election going on right now, the Senate runoff too close to call between the Perdue-Ossoff race, looking more towards an Ossoff win. Warnock-Loeffler race has already been called. You go through stages. You go through stages of grief. Those who lose, those who win, they're like, woo, we won. Those who lose, they go through stages of grief. So the first stage is you're in denial. You're like, no, 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 that didn't happen. That didn't happen. I didn't lose them. No, 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 they're alive. Or, no, 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 we didn't lose the election. No, no. Then you go into anger and you get mad. You're like, why did this happen? Who made this happen? You know, and this is when you kind of go through the blame game, which we're going to talk about. Then you start to bargain. You're like, okay, please let this not be true. Please let this not happen. Let's come up with something else. Let's, you know, I'll be a better person. I'll pray. You know, and again, this is a generalization of what you do when you go through grief. Then you start to get depressed. You get really depressed. And you realize that person's gone. Or the person you wanted to win the election is not going to win. You go into a depression. And then the final stage of grief, which is one of the healthiest, is the acceptance. Where, okay, you know what? The person's gone. I have to learn how to live life with them gone. Or I have to learn how to live life with my candidate choice not winning. Now, when you look at the successful people, when it comes to an election, they go through these five stages pretty quickly. They probably go through the five stages. People get mad when they lose. Nobody likes to lose. But when you look at these Fortune 500 companies, for those people who didn't want a Democrat-controlled Senate or a Democratic president, they're already, you know, planning. They're already in acceptance phase and already going, okay, this is what we're going to do. You have other people, though, that are a little slower to go through the grief process. And so right now we have half the country, I've never seen anything like this. We have half the country really, really ticked. The denial phase is now starting to blur into the anger phase. Yeah, people were upset last month, you know, month before that. But, you know, seeing, I don't know, blue partitions put up and, you know, all the little things that we've heard that, you know, happened throughout much of the electoral process. Maybe it was part of the denial stage. Maybe it had nothing to do with the election loss. Maybe it did. But the anger phase is one of the most dangerous phases of any person's grief. So let's say somebody, you know, you lose somebody in a car accident, right? You are so mad, you know, you might want to go after that family of whoever killed, right, your loved one. The anger phase is very, very dangerous, which is why in many religions we have these periods of mourning that hopefully allow you to go through the stages of grief with other people around you. In the Jewish religion, we have Shiva, where for 7 days You have everybody and their mother over at your house. Now, you know, I already told my husband, you know, God forbid anything happens. I don't think I want, you know, half the city descending on my house because, one, it's not going to be clean. I'm not going to have makeup on. And I, you know, I'm not going to want to talk. But the thing is that that quote unquote Shiva is very therapeutic because when you're in that anger phase and you're mad, you know, they help calm you down. Now, currently, there's a Save America rally going on in Washington, D.C., and I know President Trump is speaking, and for some of you, this show interrupted that. For others of you, you don't care, so we're still moving on and moving forward. The Senate runoff race, if we do get any more information on that, you know, we'll tell you. But, you know, people are mad, and we've seen riots, and we've seen people upset, but this year is different, or this decade is different. And I think people realize that their anger might be able to go unchecked. When we saw what happened with the riots and other rallies and, you know, and we saw some of the destruction that happened with cities and city takeovers and all that. I talked about this before, how revolutions are sometimes inevitable when, you know, people lose their job, people lose their career, people lose control. If they think they've lost control, you add that to a grief process, it could be very dangerous. Now, some people who, you know, wanted their candidate to win, their House representative, Senate representative, they moved on. But what makes this election different is it wasn't a Bush-Gore race where people liked Al Gore, people might have liked Bush. You didn't really have anybody hate either candidate. You didn't have anybody really love either candidate. It was George Bush or it was Al Gore. I mean, no big deal. You had people love Trump and you had people hate Trump. That's why this is going to be different. That's why this anger phase, I think, is going to last a little longer than we expected. I don't know how much bargaining is going to happen. Currently, the electoral votes are going to be contested. Senator Ted Cruz and a bunch of other senators are going to try to contest it. I don't think it's going to do anything. I don't think it's going to sway Vice President Pence to approve the Electoral College vote. However, what Ted Cruz does want to do is set up an election commission to overview election irregularities. I think there should be, you know, if voter fraud is alleged and we have mail-in ballots and people don't trust the mail-in ballots, I think we do need to research what mail-in ballots do in terms of allowing vulnerabilities. But this anger phase, guys, watch out for, because it's really paralleling what we go through when we grieve the loss of a loved one. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-FELLA.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation. If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So there was a piece written by the Daily Beast on how basically celebrity docs stink, right? And they fail us. I'm not a celebrity, so I can talk about this. I'm not a celebrity. No. I have nobody for hair or makeup. I don't know where the Dr. Dahlia Show news team is. They're not here. They're still sleeping in. I have no paparazzi. Nobody cares if I'm in a bathing suit. I love it. Last thing I want is somebody to take a picture of me, right? You know, and mistaking me for a beached whale, right? Because I got caught in my bathing suit with no tan. So I'm loving it. I'm not a celebrity doc. I'm a physician that has a syndicated radio show, and I'm blessed for that. So I can talk about this. So apparently the author of Celeb Docs Failed Us During COVID, Let's Leave Them in 2020 When They're Where They Belong, this author was pretty upset about how Dr. Oz, Dr. Phil, Dr. Drew, you know, would give advice and they would either be wrong or they, you know, sell supplements on the side or, you know, and we've spoken about physicians and those in the media and how it's a tightrope walk. So, you know, I got into radio because people had lost their jobs during the recession. People lost their insurance. They had high deductibles. So rather than going to a doctor, you know, they would call me. I had done a lot of charity work in the city and people would call my office that weren't even my patients. And so I ended up starting a radio show. And, you know, at the recommendation of a friend of mine and my mom. And so people could then ask questions and I could just designate a small amount of my week to answer medical questions. And instead it was more about people wanted to know about politics. People wanted to know about, you know, like what's going on with Kanye West and, Dr. Dre. So when things came up in the news, people wanted to know a doctor's opinion. And, you know, I've been preceded, you know, in the media by multiple other physicians. People want a physician's opinion. And a good physician will tell you what they think, but they will back it up with science. They will back it up with evidence-based medicine. And they will let you know what's evidence, and then they will let you know what is opinion. Celebrity doctors have it a little tough because in order to have a TV format or in order to have a TV audience or in order to have a platform, that costs money. So you need sponsors. Just like a good politician, you can't find because politicians need money and they need, you know, sponsors and people supporting them and donors. Celebrity media experts many times need those sponsors. Now, a good host will pick off the products or the sponsors they don't need and embrace something they really believe in. So I don't really have a lot of sponsors because I just do the news and then I move on. And, you know, but if I did want to sponsor or embrace something, I really like the idea of those beds where somebody could snore and you could alter their height. And if somebody has reflux, they could be at a different angle than the spouse because I'm tired of seeing spouses sleep in different beds. So something like that I could embrace, you know. But when somebody says, well, why don't you sell this supplement that's supposed to make you more sexy, you know, no, because then we lose our credibility. And a physician has to choose between being credible or being famous. And being credible is more important. Now, I'm in my 12th year of radio. Now, also, you need to kind of get the chronology right as well. And being 12 years in radio, I could be much bigger, right? You know, a quote-unquote celebrity. I could find somebody to do my hair. I could find somebody to do my makeup. You know, I could get some more sponsors. But the reason why I've gone 12 years, and, you know, slow and steady wins the race, is because the second I lose my credibility, why would any patient listen to me? Why would any viewer listen to me? So, you know, if I tell you that you could eat 7 chocolate bars and that's going to help cure COVID, I don't even deserve to have a medical license if I said something like that. So a real good doctor or a real good politician or a real good sheriff, right, isn't going to be the most popular. They have to say and do things that are right, that they believe in. Not are popular, but are correct. Right? I know people were really upset with, you know, the pastor saying, you know, amen and a woman. Amen has nothing to do with gender. I'm going to say that. It might not be very popular among people that want, you know, more equality, I guess, in prayers, but amen has nothing to do with gender. So leave that out. That might not be a popular statement, but that's how I feel, and that's what I'm going to say. So, you know, if you are a quote-unquote celebrity specialist or host or physician or tech person, all right, you, where is your allegiance and where are your priorities? Well, if you have a network that's on you for ratings, then your ratings might shift priorities. If you are like me, where, you know, GCN Network is fantastic, but they don't tell me my ratings, right? They're like, you know, we'll skip that one. We'll skip talking about that. Then, you know, then I could prioritize the information. I'm going to tell you guys the information. So, you know, did Celebrity Docs fail? Well, I didn't really watch the Celebrity Doctors of Daily Beast is talking about. I really, you know, I don't have time to watch a Dr. Oz show. Nice guy. He seems very, very smart. Some of my medical students have worked with him. They say they love him. Dr. Phil's supposed to be a great guy. Dr. Drew is supposed to be awesome. So I'm not sure what they said. And, you know, fail us is subjective. If, you know, somebody said that, you know, wearing a mask that's dirty, you know, it's probably not going to repel the COVID virus like an N95 respirator. That's not failing you. That's actually telling you the truth. It might not be the sexiest thing to say, but it's the truth. So I haven't really dissected what they said. But moving forward, a lot of physicians have been in the public eye recently because of COVID. And news stations have been, I mean, I've been busy like crazy, but, you know, news stations have been trying to find medical experts to answer all these questions and help clarify. And so you are going to see new, you know, physicians, and, you know, once you get behind a camera, you love it, you know, and once you get that little bit of fame, you like it. So I just caution any medical provider to, if you are going to move into that sort of a career, do not abandon your ethics. Do not abandon proper medicine. Just because, you know, MSNBC interviews you versus Fox News, you know, don't try to switch up how you feel. I mean, if I get interviewed by somebody, I'll tell them, I'll go, look, you know, I'm not going to bash Biden. I'm not going to bash Trump. I'm not going to bash the governor. I'm not, you know, because this is how I feel. And if I lose interviews, I lose interviews. But the second you lose any credibility, or people think you're trying to sell snake oil, or you're just trying to appease a sponsor on a network, you're going to lose that credibility. And patients and listeners and viewers, I mean, they are looking to doctors to guide them. One of the headlines today is how we have an oxygen shortage, not an atmospheric oxygen, a medical oxygen shortage. And we are hearing in the headlines that some people are going to be triaged on how much oxygen it's going to be rationed, the oxygen. That is scary stuff. And so, you know, for those of you that want to help others, and doctors have pledged their lives to education and helping patients, keep that. Remember that. Stick to it. Because people are looking to us. COVID's not going away. You know, what's going to happen in 2021, I don't think is going to be all, you know, fireworks and confetti. I think we're in for a rough year ahead. And so listeners are counting on us. And, you know, then, so that's what I'm here for. So could I be more famous? Yeah, but I would rather keep my name, keep my reputation, and keep it honest. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat Raphael Warnock is projected by numerous news outlets to defeat Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler in one of the two crucial Senate runoffs in Georgia. Loeffler has not conceded. The race between John Ossoff and Senator David Perdue is still too close to call, with 99% of the precincts reporting. Kenosha, Wisconsin was prepared for unrest, but none materialized after prosecutors said Tuesday no charges will be filed in the shooting of Jacob Blake by police officers in late August.
And it is my decision now that I announce today before you that no Kenosha law enforcement officer in this case will be charged with any criminal offense based on the facts and the laws.
District Attorney Michael Gravely also said no additional charges will be brought against Mr. Blake. Although Jacob Blake was armed and resisting arrest, Jacob's uncle Justin called the decision a slap in the face, and where's the justice? This is USA Radio News. Congress meets today for the final Electoral College count and announcing the official winner of the 2020 presidential election. A large number of people have converged on Washington, D.C. to observe the count and all the politics that will surely ensue inside the chamber. More than 17 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines have been shipped. That's enough to inoculate about 5% of the population against the deadly virus. But less than 30% of those shots have been used so far, leaving millions of doses in storage. Nancy Meissonier, who heads the CDC's Immunization Center, said Tuesday she isn't surprised by the early numbers, pointing to the newness of a mass vaccination program and the holiday season. A DoorDash driver who refused to give a Long Island, New York customer his food after she felt stiffed by the $8 tip. The driver claimed it was a 40-minute drive. The hungry guy claimed it was only a 20-minute drive. When pressed on why she accepted the job, the woman explained that the app does not reveal the total distance to couriers. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. You know, one topic I want to bring up is, you know, how have we been tipping, you know, throughout this crisis? We have restaurants, you know, closed or restaurants opening at only maybe 25% capacity. People are ordering pizza and DoorDash and Uber Eats, and, you know, how have the tips gone? Well, when people don't have a lot of money, unfortunately, the employee seems to take the brunt of it. So we've been seeing trends overall where tips have dropped. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And in Las Vegas, Nevada, the Strip, or the resort corridor, used to be a place where you could get 99-cent shrimp cocktail. Well, after the 1990s boom, and we went into the 2000s, Las Vegas became one of the top places to eat in the United States. and restaurants serve $50 to $100 plates on the Strip. And so when, you know, the lockdown happened, when casinos closed, many of the restaurants and the hotels have had to kind of pivot. I know people don't like to use that word, but I like to use the word pivot. And so they've had to lower their prices and try to attract people that, you know, don't want to spend $100 a person for dinner. And I don't blame them. That it really got very pricey. Food was fantastic. These chefs are world-renowned chefs. But, you know, come on. People don't have that kind of money right now. But I'm hearing from a lot of people who work on the Strip and the Resort Corridor that they're not getting tipped that well. And many people are contemplating not going back to work. This is something we've seen over and over and over again throughout this year, because they can make more money on unemployment than working for minimum wage and getting lousy tips. Well, a DoorDash driver decided to take it an extra step. A DoorDash driver refused to give the customer the food that they ordered because he tipped her. He tipped her $8, but she felt stiffed. Now, I know a lot of people that only give a few dollars for tip. $8 tip was considered being stiffed. Now, why? Well, apparently the heated confrontation was recorded on a Ring doorbell camera outside the home in Smithtown. And the female driver could be heard saying, "I don't think you realize the distance that it's coming from, because you would never actually have given what you gave." Apparently, she had to drive 40 minutes to deliver the order from the neighboring town of Comac. Now, I don't know much about Long Island, and I don't know much about the distance of things, but, you know, usually if you order food from somewhere, there's supposed to be some sort of a radius, so you don't order food from, you know, I don't know, miles away. You don't want a delivery driver to have to drive miles when, you know, there's another restaurant or location. If not, the restaurant should charge a premium. The problem is when restaurants charge premiums, does that really translate to the employee? So she explained to the male customer that she drove 40 minutes to deliver the order from the neighboring town of Comac. She goes, "You realize how far it is? You realize you order from Comac and you're in Smithtown?" And the customer insisted that the job involved, the customer said it was only a 15-20 minute drive. She said, "I just drove it 40 minutes, 12 and a half miles." So anyway, she, I guess, wouldn't give him the food. She asked him to make it right by adjusting the tip, explained that he left $8 on the bill. But the man said, "What the heck are you looking for?" He didn't say heck, he said another word. "I gave an $8 tip." She goes, "Okay, I'm going to bring the food back," and she left. Now, apparently the app, you know, for these DoorDash drivers doesn't reveal the total distance to couriers. But for those of you expecting to get your food, all right, there's a little bit of pushback now where your driver might say to heck with it, not like your tip, and not deliver your food. Now, you know, why is this story so significant? Why is it even making headline? Why are we talking about it? Because whatever you guys have, and I as well, have taken for granted, don't. Okay? You know, things are different now. I remember years ago being told that you don't have to tip the owner of a bakery or a restaurant or a salon because they're the owner. You don't tip them. That, I don't think that rule applies. I've never not tipped whoever did a service in a salon for me or whatever, because, I mean, they did a service, you tip them. But there's these rules that, you know, I think maybe a lot of us need to get the memo on. The concept of 15% gratuity. It's not 15% anymore. It's 20%. That was before COVID. It was 20%. So for those leaving 15% and them thinking that's a great tip, 20%. And I have a problem with tips. We've talked about that. My issue with tips is, you know, you're paying so much for a service, and then on top of that, you're expected to pay a lot more money when you're already paying that much for the service. If you go to one of those fancy restaurants and they're charging, close to $100 a person, you would think that would come with service. But nope. The way we do it in America is, you know, food servers get as little as possible. When I waited tables, I made about $2 and I think, 15 cents an hour. It was below minimum wage because that's how they were allowed to do it back then, because you basically lived on your tips. Now, is that the customer's fault? Is that the customer's fault that a restaurant underpays their staff so that you have to not only pay out the wazoo to a restaurant or a salon or whatever, but you also have to tip? But I've been tipping 25-30%, and I know that's a lot, but, you know, knowing what a lot of the workers are going through, you know, and we're trying to, you know, help support small business, we want to, but that's, but then I don't go out as much. That's a lot of money. When you start looking at what you have to tip, it's a lot of money. So one person right now is texting 18%. Yes, I've seen it go from 15% to 18%. Just 18% is too difficult for me to calculate out, so I'll just do 20%, but thank you. So 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So if you ever thought you were able to be refused service, if you ever thought you were able to be denied medical care, we're going to see that happen. We're going to be talking about next how hospitals have to hospitals and medical centers are now going to have to pick and choose, you know, who gets transport, who gets oxygen, how much oxygen you get, whatever seemed to be a free-for-all, you know, in the land of, well, milk and honey, that was, yeah, Israel, but, you know, who, if you thought that, you know, we are a very plentiful nation, you are going to start to see some things that I don't think we've ever seen before. And it's a shame that COVID and a little virus that we can't see did that to us. And I hate to see people fight. And, you know, both sides, I think, are right with this DoorDash thing. I mean, he left an $8 tip, which is nice, since a lot of people with DoorDash don't pay that much. But, you know, she drove a long way. When there's nobody to blame, or there is somebody to blame, but they're not accessible because they're a big corporation or it's the owner of an app, people go after each other. And we're going to see more and more people go after each other. You know, we spoke about how, you know, I don't know if you guys ever got, you know, the belt growing up, right? But, you know, whenever kids got in trouble, and if they got in trouble because of their siblings, you know, and they wanted to tell their parent, but it wasn't my fault, they couldn't tell their parents, so they'd take it out on the sibling. That's what we're going to see. If people cannot take it out on the government shutting them down, or them not making the money they made, or the hospital not giving them oxygen, they're going to take it out on somebody else. Wasn't there a medical facility where two people had COVID and one person killed the person in bed next to them? I forget why. I don't think we have the motive yet, but I worry about that. If we're going to start triaging what we have at hospitals, you need to be careful who your hospital roommate is. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't go away.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is sponsored by Novartis Pharmaceuticals Corporation.
If you are suffering from joint pain and swelling, it could be arthritis. Did you know that there are more than 100 different kinds of arthritis and related conditions? One you may not know about is psoriatic arthritis, or PSA, an inflammatory autoimmune condition that can affect both the joints and skin. Dr. Elizabeth Perkins, rheumatologist and founder of Rheumatology Care Center, explains.
There are approximately 1 million people living with PSA, and about 85% of people with PSA have plaque psoriasis symptoms first. That's because the same inflammation that causes skin plaques can produce joint pain, stiffness, and other symptoms of plaque psoriasis and PSA.
Early diagnosis and treatment are key in preventing irreversible joint damage that occurs in later stages of the disease. It's important to talk to your rheumatologist to discuss your symptoms and receive a correct diagnosis. Visit www.psarealtalk.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, you know, as people are grappling over how to roll out the vaccines when there's not enough, apparently Israel is on it. Israel has been vaccinating at one of the fastest rates. Israelis are on it. They know what they're doing. In fact, they're going to probably run out of vaccine. They're going so fast. With us, we're still kind of going at snail's pace, and we have vaccine left over. Not making a lot of sense. But there's been concerns on who's going to get the vaccine, and there's been some early rationing. States are maybe going to start doing those above 75 years old. Others are going to start doing teachers. So while we're watching, you know, the inconsistency of the vaccine rollout, we can't have a blind eye to some of the other things that might have to be rationed. And what unfortunately is a stark reality is we have so many people in the hospital requiring oxygen that some hospitals cannot keep up. And so one of the latest headlines out of California is emergency workers in Los Angeles County have been told to administer the minimum amount of oxygen necessary. So, you know, when I was in training and you had somebody in the hospital that needed oxygen, I mean, unless they had COPD and you had to be very careful with the, you know, amount of oxygen you gave them, you'd start them maybe on 2 liters nasal cannula, maybe go up to 4. For some people that need higher oxygenation, we would just crank it up. And you have to be careful. You know, we don't want to waste it, but we also don't want to, you know, decrease one's respiratory drive by over giving them oxygen. There's a little bit of choreography. There's some tightrope walking with it. But I never had to, in any of my training, worry about lack of oxygen. I had to purchase oxygen for my office. It cost money. You had to buy the tanks. You had to buy the oxygen. And it's not room air. Room air has a percentage of oxygen. It has carbon dioxide, nitrogen. But this is oxygen, which is why you can't smoke around it because it's flammable. And these, you know, containers, they look like cast iron. They're very, very, you know, they're heavy. They're heavy. The oxygen is light, but the container of oxygen is heavy because, again, it has to, you know, protect it and, you know, keep it at, you know, try to keep it so it's still, you know, in the vapor form. And, you know, oxygen, you know, it costs money, but anytime I needed to have it at the office, I could order it. I could get it and I could have it there. I could just turn on, you know, open the valve, put the tubing on, put it on my patient, and they could have it. Well, because of all the high cases, the millions of cases and the hundreds of thousands of deaths, unfortunately, that we've seen in the United States, we have oxygen being pumped and used ubiquitously now. And you throw that on top of it being pneumonia season and flu season. We're not hearing a lot about flu cases, but it's out there. You know, when does the oxygen run out? Nobody really talked about that. We were hoping that wouldn't be an issue. Now we were worried about ventilators running out. We were worried about healthcare workers losing steam, getting sick, not being able to come to work. You know, but we really weren't worried about linens. We really weren't worried about medication shortages. There's plenty of Zithromax. Seems to be plenty of vitamin D and vitamin C, we believe. Right? Because nobody really needed to use it. But oxygen. And when you need oxygen, there's not a substitute for that. When we need to hook you up with oxygen because you are desaturating and, you know, you're not able to get the oxygen to the body as you need, you know, because you're either septic or going into shock or your red blood cells aren't working that well, we have to give you oxygen and we have to be aggressive about it. So when we heard that in California, their daily coronavirus cases are about 4 times what they were before and their hospitals are overflown, their hospitals have been max. Now we're hearing that oxygen is in short supply. And Marianne Gosh Hill, the medical director of Los Angeles County's EMS agency, issued guidelines to emergency workers saying to give the minimum amount of oxygen necessary to keep patients' oxygen saturations level at or just above 90%. Now, there's some debate on how, you know, high we want your oxygen level at. I would love everybody at 99 or 97 and above. But now what they're doing, which is very interesting, is they're in California. I'm not sure if this is going to happen in other hospitals, but they're going to give you just the amount you need to keep you where we could all live with it. Well, you know, when we're talking about the human body, we don't want to play around. You know, just bringing your oxygen level to 90.05%. Now, mind you, that's a huge feat if you do have a COVID pneumonia, but you know, just shooting for that as our goal, we don't have enough studies to know if that's adequate enough. You know, we do know that with COVID, people suffer, you know, long-term effects. People that have severe COVID in the hospitals may have long-term brain injury. They might actually resemble those with traumatic brain injury. People believe that some people with long-term COVID in the hospital might be more prone to Alzheimer's because of the lack of oxygenation. This is why I had said, you know, a while back, I wish people could wear, you know, CPAP, you know, or sleep with oxygen maybe, you know, to help slow down dementia and slow down Alzheimer's, because the lack of oxygen to the brain could unfortunately contribute to this. So if now hospitals are like, look, you know, we're running low on oxygen, so just barely give enough for what they need, then, you know, what would the long-term effects be? Now, what do we do? When you don't have enough of a supply and we're trying to save as many lives, that makes sense. I'm not arguing with the director. I get why they're doing that. But, you know, imagine if you did everything you were supposed to as a Californian. You've paid all your taxes. You've been a good citizen. You've been a good Samaritan. And because of poor planning, because of lack of preparation, you possibly can either die, not get taken to an emergency room, because now EMS workers are told, look, try to administer CPR, but if you can't revive them, no sense bringing them to the hospital. There's no room. You know, you did your part. The city, the state might not have done theirs. So how difficult is it to make oxygen? Well, making oxygen is a pretty rigorous process. In fact, it's interesting. The science started back, I believe, in the late 1800s, where Karl Paul Gottfried from Germany and William Hampson from England realized that if you lower the temperature of air until it liquefied, you could distill out the gases, and then you could capture and isolate oxygen. So it's a distillation process. It takes time. It takes time to make it. People are making it, and these companies are working overtime. I know some of you, I invested in one of the, I bought some stock in one of the companies. I mean, the stock has gone up, but it's. I mean, you know, they could only do so much. But I don't know if I would invest in stock with these companies, because we need more companies and we need as many people producing oxygen. But, you know, basically it's a pretty long process. Even though we were able to, you know, we've been able to do it for over 120 years, you know, it still takes time. And it's expensive. It's an expensive process to distill and liquefy and be able to capture the oxygen. And then not only, you know, can you make the oxygen, but you need the containers to distribute it. You know, Pfizer vaccine was great. Pfizer came up with their vaccine. Moderna came up with their vaccine. But what about the containers? What about the freezing product in order to ship it? So these are things that we have to think about. And I'm concerned that people in California might say, to heck with this. If our state isn't prepared and I'm going to possibly die because they're not prepared, I'm going to go to Nevada or Utah. And then, you know, our hospitals are already overwhelmed. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLARS.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.